Guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Ugly day here in these grain markets, Brad.
It sure was. We started the day out pretty firm with Minneapolis and Kansas City wheat. Reaction to the poor yields down in Kansas. And like I said, when I drove through there, there just wasn't an area that was really good to make up for all the bad stuff from what I saw. But bigger things happened today. We had China canceling another 272,000 metric tons of corn. That brings the total well over a little over a million tons of the three they bought from us this winter. So they've canceled a third of it. There's concerns that they could start canceling some beans the way the beans acted today. And we saw a two-month extension on the Black Sea export corridor. So that looks like that's going to stay open for the next 60 days until Russia probably says it can't be open. But for right now, it's going to be open, and that's the other thing that really pressed these grains today.
Yeah, just tough all the way around.
And the funds, you know, been selling this stuff, especially corn and beans and meal and oil here, and Chicago wheat aggressively here the last couple weeks. So they're holding a pretty big net short position across the board. And noon maps were showing a little bit better chance of rain for the Canadian prairies, especially western Saskatchewan and Alberta. But that probably is not going to be a big factor until we get into the month of June. If they're still dry then we'll probably see a little market reaction. But, you know, it was about this week, a year ago, we put the highs in with the Russian war and the Kansas drought in the late spring up here. And, you know, now we're putting new contract lows in here a year later with a lot of these commodities like Chicago wheat and bean oil cut in half.
Yeah, and it seems like the news hasn't changed much since for the year either. It's been the same headlines.
Yeah, we still got the war going on. We still got a drought in Kansas and somewhat of a late spring up here in the northern plains. So, but anyway, a big chunk of the corn crop is in, and the funds think, you know, another couple of rains, the crop is made. But we do have a long growing season in front of us here, and bound to be a weather scare somewhere down the road here.
How about livestock? What happened there?
Feeders were down a little bit in spite of the grains being down hard, but found some resistance near those old April highs in the feeder cattle back up in this one, this 230, 232 area in the front end of feeders here. Live cattle were a little firmer. Cash looks like it's going to be steady better for the week. So we're up 95 cents in those June cattle, the back end up a little bit, but not as much. December's actually down a little bit. And we do have a cattle on feed report on Friday.
All right. Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, the energy market was firm today, too, but that did not help the grains, as it normally does. We're up a couple bucks in crude here. Products are up on nickel and in the heating oil and 9 cents in gasoline. We did see a build in crude again of 5 million barrels and a slight draw in gasoline and a slight build in distillates, but pretty good performance in the energy markets here despite a build in crude oil today.
Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson.